Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm so darn glad you're here. I don't know what to do. We got an exciting show coming at you straight ahead, folks. We all the way from our northern neighbor in Canada, Keita Spock, is here. She lives in Ottawa, and she is the author of two of the coolest books you'll ever see, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. Also, Tipping Point to Happiness. She co-authored that one with Monique McKinnon. And she's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for nine years. And we love having her on the show because she's such fun and she helps us to be happier. Keita Spock, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Keita, we are experiencing... I know that people are maybe tired of hearing me say this, but we continue to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. And sometimes that puts some pressure on our ability to be happy. How do we deal with that?
Well, the thing is, this pandemic, as any other crisis, always brings on challenge and fear and uncertainty. And that being the case, this is what is real or what is natural is the fact that there is uncertainty in life and the fact that this has come upon us. It is huge, but we've had crises before that we've lived through and that humanity has gotten through. And that is what is our hope, and that is what we can count on. And happiness is gained in moments during times like this, moments that you choose to find for yourself and within yourself. We have time now, we have quiet now, and it is the opportunity for us to go within and sort of go sit with ourselves and figure out what's a priority, what is important to me. The fact that you have family in the house with you can drive you crazy, but they are also there because you love them and they love you.
It's a paradox, isn't it?
Yes.
We're finding these paradoxes where By being in such close proximity at strange hours of the day with our family, those who are working from home and the kids are home and all that, the paradox is, on the one hand, you know, all the things that drive you crazy about them are magnified, but on the other hand, you're probably realizing things are being revealed to you about them that, A, you didn't know, or two, you're glad you didn't miss. And I think that second one, you're glad you had the opportunity not to miss that, you know, like with your children. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. What happens is everything is magnified. We have no choice. We're like under a microscope. We are
under
and
a
everybody
bubble.
Around us. Yeah. But what happens in that bubble, Jim, is that you then, as you've said, you pinpoint what is important and what isn't. Now, if you choose to focus on the stuff that's not so fun, then that's your attitude. That's the perspective that you hone in on, and that can drive you nuts. However, if you can flip it and look at the positive points of that person, the situation, the fact that you can still get outside for a walk, you see the lovely sky, the sun, the birds are singing, those are minute things. But they are absolutely important in generating a form of happiness.
Well, there's no question about that. And, you know, this is another thing, and this is going to translate into different change behavior in the marketplace. We're learning how productive we can be without commuting, traveling, without being displaced into an office or whatever. A lot of people are learning how productive they can be while enjoying their homes and their families. And as you said, some of the things of nature that, you know, the truth is, I've known about this for 40 years, Keita. I was home-based in the 70s. I was home-based again in the late 80s and early 90s. You know, I've got the technology. I can work from anywhere. And I've known about this for a long time, and I think millions of Americans, at least, and probably Canadians too, are going to start saying, you know, wait a minute, boss, I know you're telling me I can come back to work, but how do we do this? How do we continue to do this? What do you think? And isn't that going to be where some happiness will be found?
Well, the thing is, what you're actually identifying is a quality of life. And we're discovering or rediscovering aspects in our lives that we actually have missed. We've been so distracted, but that we haven't really honed in on them. And now we're saying, oh, my gosh, I really actually am most productive 4 or 5 hours a day, not 8.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that kind of introduction of perhaps what we might call flexitime or what might be remote working, may become an aspect of life that actually brings on greater satisfaction, because then one has control over one's time, and one can pick and choose what they elect to do. I'm going to work for a couple of hours, and then I'm going to go and go fishing like you did with your grandson, that kind of thing. And that's where a person, when you feel you have control, you become more empowered. And that empowerment, again, is a step toward happiness.
And don't we need to give a nod to the technology? Because think about how unhappy we would be if we were sequestered away from our work 30 years ago. Think about that.
The technology is awesome. But what's also happening is it is speeding up and there are advances. And what I would say is that we be careful with what we are asking for in the long term, in terms of greater speed, greater broadband width, because with it, there could be some challenges, again, whether one speaks about electromagnetic emissions or one talks about over-occupation with let's say, on being on an iPad.
And let's also remember, as we wrap up this segment, Keita, that we're still analog, we're still the same analog human beings as Hammurabi and Moses and Abraham Lincoln. We're still the same analog humans. The technology is getting faster, but you and I are not necessarily getting faster. We have to think about that. I need your website, Keita.
The website, KeitaSzpak.com, KeitaSzpak.com.
There you go. Quick break. Right back with Keita. More happiness after this break. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blessingame.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.